our hearts. Be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's the good news we celebrate every time we gather here for worship, that we have been rescued from our wretchedness through the overwhelming victory of Christ on the cross.
Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
St. Paul was well aware of his own wretched state in his life and his ongoing struggle with his own weaknesses. But through it all, he trusted God's grace and forgiveness to give him true and lasting peace, just as the Holy Spirit helps us to do that through God's Word. Paul's journey of faith started when his name was Saul, as we read in that New Testament lesson. He was a Pharisee at the time who persecuted Christ's followers, beginning with being there at the stoning of Stephen, the very first Christian martyr. By that then, later, of course, his name was changed to Paul. But early on, in his zeal for God's law and their traditions, he thought that those Christians were upending all that was sacred, and he was proud to doing what he thought was helping to preserve the Jewish religion and traditions.
If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless.
Under the direction of the religious leaders there in Jerusalem, Saul persecuted and imprisoned Christians in that region around Jerusalem. But as he did, he began to notice that the Christians possessed a different kind of peace, a peace in their spirits that remained unbroken no matter what happened. So despite his best efforts to torment them, they seemed to possess something that Paul lacked, the peace that comes only from the Prince of Peace. Later, after his confrontation with Jesus on that road to Damascus and his dramatic conversion by the power of the Holy Spirit, he felt that he was totally unfit to be an apostle. And yet it was Jesus himself who had chosen him. And so, overwhelmed by the grace of God, he was transformed, not just from Saul to Paul, but from a persecutor of the gospel to one of its most fervent proclaimers, as we hear once again from St. Paul's writings in the New Testament.
For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me.
Choosing Paul as the first missionary demonstrates just how far Christ was willing to go for the most wretched of sinners. Paul gave up his former life and embraced the ministry to which he had been called, boldly sharing the message of salvation through Christ, sharing it everywhere he went throughout the Roman Empire.
Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as garbage, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ.
Like Paul, we must also admit our accountability. We must confess our countless sins. Sometimes we may have tried to diminish or excuse our guilt for all of the ways that we have failed our Lord, or times that we may have betrayed him with our silence, or times when we may have failed to do the good that our Lord asks us to do.
For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Thank God that he did not abandon any of us, and he never will. The judgment for our sin is not the last word for us. The last word is that we have been made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
St. Paul faced much suffering and hardships in his ministry. As time went on, he would be persecuted and beaten and imprisoned for his faith. Yes, and he also continued to struggle with what he knew was the weakness of his own flesh, his own failure to sometimes do the good and the right that he wanted to do.
For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do.
Likewise, in our weakness, we dare not boast anything about ourselves, anything that would make us worthy of God's love and mercy. Rather, we cling to Christ by faith, and in so doing, we cling to his sure promises and to his victory, which gives us true and lasting peace. And the centerpiece of that victory is what happened on the cross of Christ, where our Lord suffered and died, taking upon himself the curse of God's judgment against sin, against our sin, against all of the things that we have done or said that are displeasing to him or hurtful to others.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
Thank God then that we no longer live under the curse of God's judgment or anyone's judgment. For we have Christ's victory over sin and death as our own victory. And by God's amazing grace, we get to claim our inheritance as children of God and heirs of eternal life.
For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
When we were baptized, we put on Christ. We put on the garments of his righteousness, which cover over all of our guilty stains, which means you are a new person in Christ.
As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us.
Christ has truly blessed us with his grace that reconciles us to God and to one another. And now he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. which includes serving as Christ's ambassadors, his witnesses to our family and friends, to our neighbors and co-workers, and to all those who might cross our path each day. And as we boldly confess our faith in Christ, at the same time, we also humbly confess our humanness, the truth that we are sinners in constant need of Christ's forgiveness and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. Later in his life, Paul readily admitted the truth that he was like the chief of sinners because of all that he had done to persecute the faith.
The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
What a blessing it is to realize that if Christ can forgive Peter and Paul and David and the woman at the well, yes, he forgives us also fully. And to know that our sin is conquered not by any of our own merit or effort, but through the amazing grace that we have by faith in Christ, the one who took the path to the cross for the sake of our salvation. That's why, through Christ, we now have peace with God, the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us.
Christ's sacrificial love moves us to boldly witness of God's amazing grace to others. There's no one out there too wretched for whom Christ's grace does not apply. That's the precious message that we have to share with people we know and strangers as well. All those who need to know by faith the one and only source of true and lasting joy and hope and peace. His name is Jesus. Amen.